There is a lot going on in Washington, D.C. right now as it relates to cattle producers. Rising to the top is the issue of fake or lab-processed meat. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, says legislation has been introduced on the issue.
So the Real Meat Act is going to give us the ability to really lay that foundation and protect beef's brand moving forward. It gives us a codification in statute of the definition of beef. It also creates an environment where if FDA doesn't respond to a labeling complaint, where you have the kind of thing we've seen with milk over the years, right, with almond milk and different things, in a timely manner, they get 60 days and then they have to kick that to USDA. And then USDA can move forward and take enforcement action. We're not concerned about the market share aspect. On a level playing field, consumers, we do want to make sure they know what they're buying. And our market research shows they just don't right now.
NCBA CEO Colin Woodall says it all boils down to sustainability. The topic has an impact on all facets: trade, fake meat, environmental compliance, and more.
And so while the term sustainability probably gets overused, it is about telling the story of the true environmental impact of this industry. You know, we can produce the same amount of beef today that we did in 1977 with a third fewer cattle. We use less water. We are overall more efficient, and that word never gets out to the consumer, and we're going to spend more time really focused on setting the record straight when it comes to what we do and how we produce beef.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.